the podcast where we explore the power of your mind and show you how to be the best version of yourself. My name is Val, your host, and today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that I can guarantee most of us have gone through that affects many of us, and that is self-sabotage. If you have ever set a goal, worked extremely hard, but found yourself back in square one, you might know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's explore why we get on our own way, and most importantly, how we can break free from those self-sabotaging patterns. So I wanted to start with the definition of self-sabotage. I feel like a lot of us don't really know when it's happening or when we're doing it, because we tend to just behave in a certain way that feels right for us, but it might not necessarily be as beneficial. So self-sabotage is when we consciously or subconsciously take actions to get in the way of our own goals. It might look like perfectionism, it might look like procrastination, or maybe even something like impulsive spending when you're trying to save money. We set a goal, we get very excited, we set a plan, but then there's a deep feeling within us that seems to resist our progress. The thing is, self-sabotage is not really that you're lazy or unmotivated. And no, you don't need a new application, pay a certain membership to help you keep track of your goals, keep track of your habits, setting alarms to become more motivated. There's a reason why you're taking these actions. And it's not always the obvious reason that you're thinking about. So it's usually driven by deeper fears. It's kind of the way that our body connects to our mind. And based on these fears, we take action in order to protect ourselves. But because of these fears, we also don't like to come out of our comfort zone in order to do the things that we need to do to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish. So our minds are trying to keep us safe, keep us away from pain, keep us away from past situations happening. But the more we understand ourselves, the more we understand these fears, it can be used as a tool to help you reach your goals. So why do we sabotage ourselves in the first place? Most self-sabotage is rooted in things like fear of failure, fear of being embarrassed, fear of going against what everybody is doing. Maybe it goes against your traditions and your family, or not having enough self-worth, not feeling like you are worthy, or a low sense of self-worth. For example, if you grew up believing that you did not deserve success, even if you create a plan, do everything that you need to do to reach that goal, there's a deep, deep part of you that's always trying to make your core beliefs true. So even if you do invest in yourself, you invest money, time, energy, create a plan, it most likely will not happen because your body is subconsciously guiding you in the direction of, I truly believe that I don't deserve success. So if you feel, your body feels, your mind feels that you're going to reach success soon, you self-sabotage. Because the thing is, we can't really go against our instinct. Because at the end of the day, that's who we are. We go with our gut feelings, our instincts, and most importantly, what our mind has created to be true. Or maybe if you get an opportunity that you think it's too good to be true, you automatically assume it's bad for you. Like if you meet the perfect man and you tell yourself it is too good to be true, so you end the relationship right there, it's because your brain is trying to make sense of what's in front of you. And if before you have been put in a situation where something has been too good, and then right after something bad happened, it makes sense for you to feel that if something is too good to be true, then it must not be true. Again, we try to make our core beliefs true all the time. And we do that by behaving a certain way. Whether you know your core beliefs or not, your body is constantly moving and thinking in a way that reflects your beliefs. However, the good thing is that these patterns are not set in stone. You have been conditioned for a very long time, but it doesn't necessarily need to be true going forward. So, like I do every time, I want to share a personal story. Also, because I think what's helped me in the past is hear people's stories and how similar they are to mine. And it makes me feel more human that other people are going through the same things that I'm going through. So I think it's important for me to also share, besides explaining how our mind works and how our thoughts work and our bodies work, that there's a part of this that it's also your feelings, how you feel about it. And that your feelings are extremely valid, but sometimes it does get in the way of what we want. And I want to help you separate those two so that you can make the choices that you need to create the life that you want. So this story goes back to when I was 5 years old. I remember, and also my family tells me that I was very extroverted. I loved the camera. I wasn't really afraid to put myself out there. And when I moved here to the US, I remember it was also different for me. And my confidence level started to go down. People would kind of bully me when I was in elementary school because I liked getting good grades. I liked being the best student. And slowly I started to become more and more shy. I feel like there were many situations where I was just bringing my light and showing everybody my personality. And I was smiling a lot, talking to people. And there were certain situations that made my light die down. So after that, it was harder and harder for me to be the same way that I was before. And this is who I am at my core. But it was very difficult to kind of go back to that bubbly and fun and extroverted person that I was, that I've always been. So fast forward to high school, I feel like there was a very big need in me for attention because I wasn't getting the attention that I wanted at home. So the only other place was school. So when Instagram came out, I started posting and I felt like that's where I wanted to get validation through likes and comments. So there were certain people in my life back then that I guess were kind of making fun of the fact that either I wanted likes or I wanted people to see me. And again, that was another situation where my light just kind of started to die down. So my confidence levels also started to die down. And what happens is that there's a part of your brain that creates your core beliefs. So with those situations in my life, the assumption my mind made was that if you put yourself out there, you're not going to receive good feedback. And what I needed the most at that time was validation. So imagine if I don't get validation right now, that's a part of me that I've healed. It won't affect me as much as when I was younger and I wouldn't get validation. It took a very big toll on me. So my mind made the assumption that me putting myself out there equaled negative feedback, which equaled really horrible and sad feelings for myself. So since my mind is one, constantly creating and refining my core beliefs based on situations and how I felt about them, and also trying to keep me safe and away from those situations that were very painful for me when I'm an adult, and I try to follow my passions, which is being in front of the camera, is putting myself out there. That's who I've been at my core since I was little. So then fast forward to now, for the past around 6 years, that I have been trying to create something for myself so that I can have a career that allows me to be free emotionally, physically, financially, which has always been my goal. Every time I have felt that I've been close to success, I have self-sabotaged. And I've done this in this way. I do my whole business plan, I create and I work on this idea of something that can really help people. And the second that I do, and the second that I feel that I can do this, my brain tells me, you're failing, this looks horrible, this looks terrible. It does not like not progressing, my mind says, I want this like right now. It doesn't believe in waiting patiently for things to develop. And so I tell myself, I'm failing. This is not for you. I scratch all the work that I did. I get depressed for like a month, and then I come back with a new idea and I repeat the process over and over again. Because every time that I hit a roadblock, I would just be too sad and I wouldn't continue progressing. So I found out that that's been my pattern. I get really excited. I create a new idea. I work on the plan. I begin doing it. Then I tell myself that I'm failing. I scratch everything. So all the work that I put in goes to the trash and I start on a new idea. And I've been doing this for years. It's been my pattern for years. So this time around, I figured out why I do that, because all those times that I put myself out there, I've been rejected. And since I don't want to feel that, then I put myself in the position to not feel that again. But the bigger question here is, do I truly need validation from other people? And when I ask myself that, the answer is no. It's a simple no, but obviously it's easier said than done. But since that is my truth, that I don't need validation from people, then I push myself. I push myself to make these videos, to show up online, which is truly what I love to do. But until I figure out that pattern, I was never going to be able to move forward. So since this has happened a lot in my life, I have come up with a list that you can do yourself to overcome self-sabotage. So I think for us, it's that light bulb moment that things just click and you tell yourself, wow, this is what I've been doing for the past who knows how many years. And the reason that I'm procrastinating, it's not because I'm not motivated, but because I fear success. Because even though, side note, even though I wanted this idea to work out, I think negative feedback was way worse than failure. So I'd rather go through failure than get that negative feedback when I put myself out there. So it's that light bulb moment that you realize, what am I truly doing with my life? Am I really following my passions? Am I doing it for someone else? Am I doing it to get validation? Am I doing it so that my family and my friends are happy with me, so that my boss is happy with me? But what am I doing for myself? Why am I not catering to myself in the same way that I cater to other people? I am a lot more important than other people. So what are we truly, truly doing, right? Why are we truly doing the things that we're doing? So the first step is recognizing your patterns. So different ways that you can do this is by getting a notebook. And if you have a certain conflict in your life at the moment that you want to figure out if you are self-sabotaging, what you can do is write down the situation and write down how you felt or how you feel about it. After you write that down, look at your feelings. Look at the things that you wrote about the situation and try to remember if there's a time that you have felt like this before. So for example, you got, let's say, rejected from a job. Write down how you're feeling and write down if this has happened before or something similar that has to do with rejection has happened before. Because jobs usually mean authority, right? And authority could be your parents or your caregiver when you grew up, and you might be manifesting the same situations and the same feelings. So write down all the situations that have had to do with rejection and see if there's any patterns. See if it always happens in a job. See if it's always the same situation. See if it's always the same type of feelings that you have felt before, because that's key. However you feel, in order for it to be a pattern, you must have felt like that previous times before. So the second thing is identifying the fear or belief behind it. So if, let's say, you get rejected and it's not what happened, it's how you feel about what happened. So if you go back to the very, very first time that you have felt these feelings before, And maybe when you were little, you had a disagreement with your parents, and they didn't want to give you what you wanted, whether it was a toy or going somewhere. And they got mad at you. And you created a core belief right then and there that you don't deserve good things from authority figures, right? It could have been different scenarios. It could have been that your parents got really, really mad at you for something that happened, for something that you did, if you broke something, if you were not having a good day, you yelled, and they weren't happy with you. Your core belief is that my authority figure is never going to be happy with me, so I don't deserve good things from them. And if that's the first time it happened, it created a core belief in your mind that any type of authority figure was not going to be interested in you or happy with you. So what the body does is that when we're older, we still believe those beliefs because nothing has happened that has made that belief untrue, right? And you have never put yourself in a situation to make the belief untrue. So when you apply to a job, you naturally don't perform well in an interview, and it ends up creating the very thing that you feel comfortable with, which is rejection. But the thing is that we're never going to feel better about rejection if we don't solve that past situation and tell ourselves, I don't need someone else to provide anything for me. I don't need validation from anyone else. The only person I need validation from is myself. So this way you figure out your pattern. Like, what's your true belief about the situation? The next one is challenging your beliefs. Is it true? Is it true that you're not deserving? Is it true that only bad things happen to you? No, because good things have happened to me before. Like, who says you don't deserve something? So challenging those beliefs, because the key here is to make that belief untrue. If not, you're going to always work and behave in that setting. Like, your brain's always going to have that setting on, that you don't deserve things, so you're going to behave in a way that you don't deserve things. And block opportunities that are there for you. So the next step is reframing. If you believe that you're not deserving, prove yourself why you are deserving, and then tell yourself, I am deserving. I am deserving of a beautiful job. I'm deserving of amazing friends. I'm deserving of love and happiness. But until you tell yourself that you deserve those things, you're never going to behave in a way that brings those things to your life. And then the last one is take small steps. If you want to write down a plan to get to a goal, be consistent with it. Don't just say, I'm not good at this. I don't feel comfortable doing this. This is not for me. Do it. Do it horribly. Do it with mistakes. Do it if you're uncomfortable. Do it if you don't feel ready. The point is to do it. Regardless of how you feel, if you truly know that these steps are going to take you to your goal, then do it. Commit truly to doing it. And I promise you, eventually, what you were fearful of before, naturally, you're not going to fear anymore. And the key here, thing too, is to be compassionate with yourself. Be kind to yourself. If you fall back in negative patterns again, it's okay. Take it day by day. The key here is to improve slowly, but improve every single day with something small. Celebrate your wins. I know you're doing spectacular. You're doing amazing. And if you have gotten to this point in this video, it's because you truly are committed to change. So just listening to this, and even if you, and taking out your journal and writing things down and being open with yourself and being kind with yourself, it's a huge, huge step forward. And you should be extremely proud of that. Because if you're not going to be nice to yourself, you should at least be fair and sometimes also be nice to yourself, right? To keep the balance. So take this week to notice and write down any type of patterns that you're seeing, patterns in the words that you say, in the statements that you say, and how you behave and what you think. Challenge those beliefs, because I guarantee you 99.9% of the time, they're not true. And start rewriting your story. Start changing those past situations and say, you know what? I was a kid back then and I'm just doing my best. So if today's episode resonated with you, please share it with someone that might need a little boost to overcome their inner blocks. And don't forget to subscribe to never miss an episode of Mind Rewired. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, keep rewiring, keep growing, and keep moving forward with your goals. Bye.
Bye.